Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Welcome to the Podplays original series, Grow Up and Move On. Episode 3. Written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten.
Dude, you've said that like 5 times. No way. What happened?
That's rock and roll life, man. That's what it does to you. All those old rockers. Have you seen Axl Rose now? Even better. Dude, Google Vince Neil double chins.
Really? Okay, hold on. Vince Neil double chins. Oh!
What happened? It's inevitable, man. That lifestyle doesn't hold up. You gotta go staying, man. Herbal tea, organic foods, yoga, clean living.
Wow, I guess you're right. Sting's the way to go.
Gotta sting it.
You know, that was pretty cool in there, what Mitch's dad said about him.
You mean about him ruining his old man's Harley paint job, banging out beats with spoons when he was little?
No, man. The part about him inspiring the family by chasing big dreams and believing anything is possible.
No, man. That was just prettying up someone's life for a funeral speech. He should have said he wasn't that great of a friend. I mean, let's at least be honest.
Come on, Brad, that's harsh. He lost his son. Anyways, he was right. Mitch did reach for the big time. Yo, remember when he called the promoter from Mullet Fest and got us bumped to a later slot because he told them we were better than they were giving us credit for?
Yeah, sweet. We headlined a fish toss. He really took us places.
Listen, I know you're mad. I was mad too. But the older we get and the more I hear you talk, you can't let it go. You're stuck in the past. I was hoping this funeral would help us move past it, but it seems like all it did was dig you deeper in.
No, trust me. I threw dirt on him a long time ago.
Doesn't sound like it. I still think you need some closure.
I don't know about that.
All right, cool. You want to head back to my place? Hit the garage fridge? Donna's working tonight, so...
Oh, good. So you won't be playing wifey tonight?
What's that supposed to mean?
Dude, you can't even go to the bathroom without asking her first. What happened? Back in the day, you used to be the man. You didn't answer to anyone. You just did your thing. Now she wears the pants. I think she pushed you into marriage anyway.
No way. She didn't push me into marriage. Well, I mean, I guess she did buy the ring.
Yeah. She bought you the ring. She proposed. She picked the wedding spot. I mean, how long did you date her anyway?
Like 3 months. But it's not like you would know. You were throwing yourself a pity party after the band broke up. I never heard from you back then.
You know what? That's true, man. Listen, we're both getting a little too worked up. Maybe the funeral has us running a little raw right now. I'll just meet you at your house.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, man. I'll see you there. Listen, don't park in the driveway. Leave room for Donna's car, okay?
Okay, wifey.
We'll return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On in 60 seconds. We now return to this episode of Grow Up and Move On.
Every band has a genesis, a ground zero, a place where they're going to charge a ticket someday to get in, where fans can see, oh wait, not Mike's garage, You guys didn't ever?
You know, Kenny G did a duets record. How about you pipe down?
Oh, man, you're just cruel.
Brad, who are you talking to? You've been sitting out here for like 5 minutes, and I told you not to park in Donna's spot. Back it out, back it out.
Wow, this hasn't changed at all. You kept the band t-shirts from our last tour? These were cool. I'll admit, Mitch did a great job on the design. Yeah, I see your rig's hooked up. Were you jamming earlier? Pre-funeral reminiscing?
Yeah, man. Remember this one?
That's so awesome.
I mean, sounded a little loose to me.
What the? Mike, that's not funny, man. Where did you get a recording of Mitch's voice?
Oh, good. You heard that too. That wasn't me, dude.
No, it was me. I'm right behind you.
Ah! Whoa, where did you come from?
Ah! Calm down, remaining living members of Heart Drunk.
So, you're not dead?
Oh, no. I'm totally dead. I've been given some time to make some amends down here before I go.
You mean before you go from down here to down there?
All I know, this is where I am right now. And heaven just can't be your old nasty garage.
So go on, get it over with, ghost of band's past. You left us high and dry, and now you're here to apologize? Just do it and move on.
That's just like you, Brad, to think that the only amends I'm here for are my own. You know, maybe it's bigger than you. Maybe we all have something to learn from each other.
So, can I put my hand right through you, or?
Well, I don't need to learn how to ditch my friends, so.
Dude, you look like the Tupac hologram from Coachella.
You're right, Brad. I mean, you really are. And I'm sorry I hurt you and Mike, but I'm not sorry for following my heart and chasing my dreams. I just wish it could have been with you guys.
Then why did you leave us? Just as things were starting to rock.
Oh, man, can you fly everywhere? Did you meet Hendrix? Can you read my thoughts? Hold on, all right. What am I thinking right now?
You're thinking you hope Donna doesn't come home right now.
Whoa! He got it!
I'm not even a ghost, Mike, and I knew that.
Listen, Brad, how I handled that back then wasn't right, but what I did was. You guys had a lot of heart, but you're always going to be the same small-town heroes, and I wanted more than that.
What do you mean? We were on our way.
And you still could have been. I mean, why didn't you get another drummer? Why didn't you play that gig? And remember, I was the one booking your shows. I designed the shirts, the logo. I even ran your MySpace page. I can't be the only one chasing your dream.
That's what I'm saying, Brad. Mitch did pull more than his weight. You were MIA a lot. Whether it was the girls or getting a different haircut.
I get it. We were young. You're right. I was slacking compared to you.
I mean, we all blame, and in the end, we're all to blame. But we have to learn that there is no blame. And besides, we're really wasting time.
I get it, Mitch. You're not to blame for the things I didn't do. I'm sorry. But I will always wonder what we could have been together.
Me too, Brad, man. Me too.
What do you mean, wasting time? What are we supposed to do?
Well, why don't we just start with her?
With who?
Needs mowing. And how many times do I have to tell you about the paint spots in the hall? Morning time is over. Tell your blast from the past friend you have chores to do.
With her, Mike.
Okay, honey. I'm sorry. I'm coming.
How about we rewind and try that again? You know, like with some backbone, Mike?
Yeah, right. Like you could rewind Mike's life.
Tell your blast from the past friend you have chores to do.
Hey, honey. Hey, babe. A good friend of mine from back in the day has died, so I'm going to spend some time out here missing him with my best friend. So I'll be in there when we're done, all right?
Oh, well, okay. Well, whenever you get done, I mean, if you have time, maybe you could get to a few things.
Thank you. No problem.
Dang. Good job, Mike. Mitch, how did you do that?
Listen, guys. On Earth, it's only been a couple of days since I died, but in cosmic time, it's been a lot longer. I've been shown so many things about life and living. Mike, you deserve respect, but you gotta start by giving it to yourself. Life is short. Believe me, I know that now. What I wouldn't give to just play one more gig like the old days.
Well, that ain't gonna happen. We don't really have any shows. The gig scene dried up for us a long time ago.
Oh, did it? You might want to answer that.
Oh, it's just that mega fan in the BMW I saw at a stoplight a couple days ago.
Is it, Brad?
Yeah, it is. I'm confused. Are you saying I should answer this call for some kind of spiritual lesson?
Should you?
Fine. Hello?
Hi!
Hey, man.
Hello!
Yeah, I remember.
Oh.
What? A corporate show?
Right up.
For how much?
Right up.
Where?
Why?
I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to Mike.
Okay.
Hey, you know our drummer's dead, right? Sorry, dude.
No big deal, man.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'll hit you back.
Okay, go.
See? It's just like I said, guys. A crazed fan, that's all.
That sounded like a paying gig, Brad. How much and where was it?
Well, if you want to believe this guy, it was 20 grand for a banker's retreat in Honolulu. Too bad it's next month. It's just too soon. We'd have to rehearse, find a drummer. We haven't played that old stuff in forever.
Oh, come on, man. We could do it. Just me and you on guitars, just like back when we started.
Well, that's rude. What about me?
You don't even have a heartbeat. How are you going to keep a beat?
Well, I'm going. I at least got to see this thing through.
All right. So it's set. We're getting the band back together. The band's back together.
So, Brad, you in? You ready to let go and start living?
Yeah, I guess so. I think maybe it's time.
Okay, hold on again. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah, I remember. What? Corporate show? For how much? Where?
Why?
Definitely. We're in.
Okay.
Great. Talk to you again soon.
All right. I'm proud of you guys. Baby steps. It's just like Sting says, live in the now. He's one of my favorites at the portal.
Wait, what?
Sting's not dead, man.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's been dead for 11 years. But he treated his body so well that he's just on autopilot down here. I'm telling you guys, you just gotta sting it. I mean, did you see Dave at the funeral? I look better in the coffin than he did walking around.
Right? I know!
All right, guys. Enough small talk. Let's get after it. Mike, we have some rehearsing to do. Why not start where it ended? You remember the last song we ever wrote? You never heard this one, Mitch.
He steals a rhyme. He bums a smoke. Stands in line to take his chance down at the broken spoke. To jump on a microphone and sing you one he wrote. He's got a $1 million dream tonight, but man, he'd do this broke. 'Cause when the crowd's into it, you can hear a pin drop. When he hits that second verse and they hang on every word, it's worth every price he's paid to take this shot. When they laugh at a line that's funny or relate to that heartbreak, if he can make one gray day sunny, nothing pays as good as guitar money. She's down on Broadway in a cover band. She came over from Topeka with all she owned in a Chevy van. One of them out there tonight just might be a record man. But she's strumming her granddad's guitar and she just don't give a damn. 'Cause when the crowd's into it, she's giving all she's got. She hits that second verse and they're singing every word. It's worth every price she's paid to take this shot. When they laugh at a line that's funny or relate to that heartbreak, if she can make one gray day sunny, nothing pays as good as guitar money.
It's good, it's guitar money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in an open case by the steps of the Rhymer, up on an opera stage, catching lightning. When the crowd's into it, he's giving all he's got. When he hits that second verse, if they're singing every word, well, it's worth every price he's paid to take this shot. But they laugh at a line that's funny, relate to that heartbreak. If he can make one gray day sunny, nothing pays as good as guitar money.
This has been the original Podplays series, Grow Up and Move On, written by John Caldwell and Corey Batten. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second and tell you that if you want to be a fly on the wall in conversations you probably wouldn't be able to listen to otherwise, you really need to subscribe to the Marty Ray Project Chats podcast. Marty Ray and Chris Wallen chat with some of the most interesting people in entertainment, from Bert Kreischer and Vanilla to Faison Love, DDP, Dina Carter, Herb Dean. They chat with some really interesting people. This show is like potato chips. I guarantee you can't just listen to one. Subscribe, download, rate, and review the Marty Ray Project Chats wherever podcasts are heard. Great stories, epic songs. Podplays.
If you enjoy the new and original music you discover in Podplays, be sure to stream or download these songs anywhere you currently get your music. Simply search the artist name Podplays, and please remember to like, follow, and share with all your friends.